Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Behind the scenes, Steph, he's a great teammate. I think that's the biggest thing. You know, he's fire on game day. You see him even practice. He wants to bring it. He's a leader, and I think he wants the ball. And I think we got to do my part of trying to get to him more. And then from there, you know, still being honest with throwing to the right guy, but getting him the football, and he's trying to do all the right things and showing up every day.
And I haven't heard Steph say one thing about I need the ball ever. You know, that is not something that I've ever heard. And I honestly, that would surprise me if he did. I mean, Steph, whether he's out there blocking, you know, running routes, catching a ball, you know, whatever it is, he does his job the best he can. And I don't think there's been any pressure applied to our quarterback to do anything other than the right thing.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Welcome into WEEI Afternoons on a beautiful Friday afternoon. Big weekend of sports yet again this September in Boston sports as the Boston Red Sox are in Tampa Bay with their playoff hopes continuing to feel uncertain at best. Garrett Crochet Day. It's not Fenway, but it's a big Friday night affair down at Steinbrenner Field against the Rays. And your New England Patriots will renew the rivalry that Ted Johnson said was one of the strongest of his playing career back in those days. The teams were annually competing for AFC title games. Now they're playing each other on Sunday because the regular season schedule says they're supposed to at Gillette Stadium. It'll be a chance for Drake May to go head-to-head with his childhood idol, Aaron Rodgers, the guy who showed him how to hold a football, and he still holds the football the exact same way as to when he Googled it as an eighth grader. Who knew the backstory, the origin story of May versus Rodgers in Foxborough? But Nick Fitzy Stevens, Andy Hart here. And that audio, Fitzy, that you heard was Drake May and Josh McDaniels talking about Steph Diggs, mm-hmm. who might still be the team's number one receiver. We'll see. I think there is a strong case to be made that Kayshon Booty is in the running for that nomination.
Steph, we don't have one yet.
Nope, really. You don't. It looked like after 1 week it might be Kayshon Booty that took a dip with just one catch with a touchdown in week two. Certainly Pop Douglas has not popped the way some of us had hoped. Stephon Diggs is on the field. He has 12 targets in two games. Is he trending toward possession slot receiver veteran guy kind of role more than a playmaker type of role? But the part that obviously stands out there is Drake May saying, I got to get him the ball more. Oh, how come? Why would you say that, Drake? Is it because he looks explosive at 30-plus years old coming off an ACL and you just want to get it in your playmaker's hands? Because Josh McDaniels said, oh, no. Steph Diggs would never ask for the football, Fitzy. Did that Drake May offering up, I need to get Stephon Diggs the football more, did that pique your curiosity, your ears, and your interest?
I know exactly where a lot of people want to think this is going to go, but not yet. It is definitely something that if there are issues with the diva receiva and the new quarterback, a la the way he was brought in to do the work that he did years ago with Josh Allen in Buffalo, then maybe we'll be able to look back upon this as one of the many breadcrumbs that led us down the trail of Steph Diggs being a significant pain in the posterior, which he has not been that much, at least not to us, at least not for most of the media around here. Seems to be given good bites reasonably, quality teammate as well. I'm not worried about it just yet. As a matter of fact, like I've said before, I want my surgeons. I want my lawyers. I want my people in prominent positions where they have to be trusted with important operations to be confident, if not a little bit arrogant. And that's exactly what you get with Steph Diggs. So good. Call for that ball. Bring down that smoke. I want you to want to be a significant part of the offensive operation. And yeah, Drake's right. He does need to get him the ball more.
I was about to tease that we would be talking to a Patriots coordinator this week, that it would be Jeremy Springer, as we alternate here between Jeremy Springer and Josh McDaniels. We'll work the defense in, I think, at some point. And I see the hotline is ringing right now, so I will get the read out of the way. Joining us on the phone right now, Patriots special teams coordinator Jeremy Springer, who is brought to you by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery, as well as expert HVAC services at McFarlandEnergy.com. Coach Springer, how are we doing this week?
I'm doing great, man. How about yourself?
We are good. We are in the midst of some fun sports season between you guys, the season getting rolling here, and the Red Sox fighting for a playoff berth. And let's go back to last week, though, in Miami. Let's go back there because as the special teams coordinator, I think it's safe to say that with the missed kicks, the made kicks, the kickoffs, the punt returns, that was a roller coaster for you and your guys last week.
Oh, man. You couldn't be more accurate. That was a roller coaster of emotions, a roller coaster of thoughts and everything like that. You know, the negatives you definitely don't want to happen, but they do happen sometimes. And what I was really proud of, to be honest with you, when you look back at the game is how our guys just kept their composure. You know, even, you know, early in the first quarter, missing two kicks, you know, giving up that punt return was critical and just something you don't want to give up as a coordinator and never want that to happen. But I thought our guys still just kept their composure and kept fighting. It was a boxing match. They kept swinging. And, you know, at the very end of the game, they made some plays to help our team win the game. And that's all you can ask for in this league is you have opportunity to win at the end of the game and is your guys help. And I thought our guys did that and I was really proud of them.
So as special teams coordinator, Jeremy, when you guys, you know, reach the pinnacle of excitement on like a 90-yard kickoff return for a touchdown, but then also experience giving up a long punt return, the missed kicks, how do you help them? You know, I know Coach Vrabel probably has a lot to do with this, but how do you help them keep their composure during such an exciting game of such extreme highs and lows?
I think just the way our culture is set right now, I think, you know, Vrabel, you know, we prepare that way. We prepare that it's going to be a boxing match. You know, there's going to be ups and downs in a football game. And obviously you don't want your downs to be giving up a touchdown. That's, you know, a huge down. But at the end of the day, the way we practice, the way we talk about things, the way we prepare the guys and the way the guys prepare themselves, I think they're just, you know, mentally, you know, able to sustain, you know, in a game like that. And again, on top of that, it was 100 degrees out there. It was hot. Our guys have been really playing their butts off. So, again, I just credit the players. I credit Coach Vrabel and how what the culture that he set. And at the end of the day, like, you look back at the game and how can you coach it better? You know, it's, at the end of the day, it's not – to me, it's always I don't know. I look opposite. They always say the players play, but I think the coaches, we have such a high influence on how they play that, you know, how can I coach them better throughout the week so we don't make the same mistakes?
Let's get to the kicker, Andy Borregales, who had some struggles early – came back, made a big kick. When you've been working with him for a while now, and what have you seen in terms of his makeup, his ability to improve? Because, you know, I think the greatest kicker in football history, Adam Vinatieri, he was nearly cut by the Patriots, and then he goes on to have, you know, a dynasty-building career. It's a fine line for young kickers. What have you seen from Borregales as he tries to establish himself here?
Yeah, and that's the thing, right? Like, with guys that are young, especially rookies, they're going to have their ups and they're going to have their downs. And you have to be able to be able to manage your emotions as a kicker to say, all right, you know, you didn't have a great outing start or maybe a great game, but how can you just overcome that, get back to the basics, And we can help with that a lot, with how we practice him, how we prepare him. And I think we've done a good job with that this week. But those guys' mental makeup is so important. And I think, you know, I think Andy has a great mental makeup. The thing about him is, although he struggled earlier, right, he missed the two of PATs, and you never want that to happen as a kicker. He never batted an eye. He never looked nervous. He never looked down. He just like, all right, I know I messed up. I let the team down right now. But at the end of the day, I'm going to have to go out there and kick off again. I'm going to have to go out there and hit an extra point again. And at some point, I'm going to hit another field goal. And so his confidence and his ability to just stay confident throughout that and his ability shows his mental makeup. And I think he'll only get better. I got a lot of trust in him, and I'm going to continue to put my trust in him and go through the ups and some downs. That's fine. Just continue to get better and better each week, and then not make the same mistakes twice.
So your punter, Bryce Behringer, had himself a day last week. He only had to punt twice, the first two punts that were forced against the Miami defense on the season. Two punts, 136 yards total, 68-yard average, absolutely blasting the ball. I'm not sure if it was the punts well in the heat or what it was, but on the one with the kickoff return, excuse me, with the punt return for a touchdown, Jeremy, was that a case of him out kicking the coverage, or was that just sort of like broken contain on the return?
Yeah, I think whenever you get scored on, there's a number of things that could happen. There's always a it's never just one thing. Like, all right, he just outkicked the coverage, or no. I think it's always a combination of things like missed tackles. All right, are we in our correct lanes that we need to be in to contain, to force, to fill, all that good stuff? Is the direction good? Did we fit where needed with the long snapper and the punter? Like, there's a whole bunch of things. I think a lot of things went wrong in that play. And again, I look back and it's none of the players' faults. It's like, all right, how am I coaching this? How am I practicing it? Are we getting enough work at it so that this, again, this doesn't have that, especially in the fourth quarter when we really need it? So I think this week we've taken that approach of just making sure we're better on the details of our coverage, we're better in the details of our tackling, and just understanding location, just correcting it all. I think if we can just be better at one little thing at each phase of the punt, then we won't have major mistakes or catastrophes to happen like that.
Patriots special teams coordinator Jeremy Springer here with WEEI Afternoons. Along those lines, I wanted to ask you about Brendan Schooler, your captain, your leader, your all-pro on special teams. Back in the day, I know guys like Slater or Larry Izzo were, you know, almost like player coaches. They played a big role in getting the guys together, extra film, things of that nature. Wondering what you see from Schooler in that area. He was obviously involved in the punt return allowed, I'm sure. He's trying to figure out what went wrong, get better coming into this week. But what role does he play helping get everybody better?
Yeah, that's the thing that he's doing right now. Like, he's doing the same kind of things, right? Holding players meetings and things like that on Saturdays and getting those guys, our core guys, in there to watch film and just touch up on the game plan. And he's doing a great job of that. He's staying steady. He's working his craft every day. He's in the film room with us. I mean, there's something the guy doesn't do right. He's all in on playing special teams as he should be and as he is, and he's trying to bring all these guys along with him. And I think he just stays the course. He continues to be the example that he is. Guys always just kind of just tag along, and nothing says more than your play on the field. So on the field, your play, you know, gives you the respect at the end of the day. And he continues to do that, and he's going to do that for us. And I'm excited just to continue to see him progress as a man and as a leader for the team.
So you're playing the Pittsburgh Steelers at Gillette this Sunday. Last week, on the subject of making sure you clean up mistakes or don't have any mental lapses, their rookie running back Caleb Johnson on a return made a gaffe that led to a Seahawks touchdown. I'm sure you guys have seen it, probably showed it during practice as well. Do you guys focus? Are you guys continuing to focus on the very potentially dangerous dynamic kickoffs? And also, what kind of challenges do the Steelers present to you as a special teams unit?
Yeah, I think we're always looking around the league and just looking at ways where we can be better on this kickoff return. It's an ongoing growth thing that we need to continue to do there. And then in terms of just what they present, I have a lot of respect for their special teams coordinator, Danny Smith, who's been there for a long time, 13 years and 30 years in the NFL. You know, Tomlin's been there forever. They have a culture there. They have a way of doing things. They play physical. They got good special teams players, they got good returners. It's going to be a challenge, man. This is a really, really good core special teams unit. And I've really talked to our guys all week about this team. And not to, you know, just because you win a game, you know how this NFL thing is, man. You can ride the roller coaster if you don't show up week to week. And what we need to do on special teams is just, you know, win the field position battle and create positive momentum for our team and do that consistently. And from the first quarter to the fourth quarter. And we can't have major mental lapses. We got to make sure we out-physical them. And we're just ready to play this football game the right way and help our offense and defense win the game.
2 weeks is probably too soon to have any big takeaways from the kickoff rules. But I'm just wondering, after you predicted to us that there'd be more returns, there'd be more big plays, there have been for you guys and others. Is there anything you've seen over 2 weeks that you didn't expect or is playing out differently with the kickoffs and kickoff returns?
No, I think it's exactly where we're at right now. I think the guys are still trying to figure out what they want to do in the return game. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, the kicker is a pretty important tool in this thing now. And the kicker, how he can place the ball in the air, how he can put the ball inside the landing zone. I think if you can have a kicker that can do that, it's like having a punter that can kick up multiple types of kicks. It's a huge advantage for a team. And you're seeing some teams around the league that have that and some teams that don't. You know, it's just how it affects them differently and how they're having to play differently. So we'll see how this thing goes. But I think last year was like week six, week seven is when you really started teams starting to figure some things out. And now this year with the 35-yard touchback, guys are covering a lot more. I think weeks five, six, and seven are going to be big weeks, and guys start settling into schemes and way to kick the ball and way to cover. I think it'd be pretty observatory in terms of just like understanding the whole thing dynamically.
Jeremy, last year Drake May was heard on a mic on Thursday Night Football when the Pats played the Jets, calling Aaron Rodgers a GOAT. And this is one of his idols. You know, he learned how to throw a football from mimicking and emulating his grip. And, you know, obviously he thinks so highly of him. But I'm curious, you're a special teams coordinator. You know, we hear a lot about like, oh, I idolize this coach, I idolize this player. Do you have any GOATs or any like coaches, players, et cetera, that you idolized growing up or that you always wanted to copy?
I mean, there's always a lot there. You know, but since I've been in coaching, I got my mentors and the guys that I've worked for that I consider mentors. So it's been great. And I think I just look up to people that have been in this position. You know, a guy like Danny Smith, he's been doing it for a long time at a high level, and Mike Tomlin. So when I get to be around those guys, it's always a pleasure, because to be in this league for that long, it's hard, man. I'm just grateful to be in it this year. You know, I'm just hoping that I can continue to coach at this level next year. And some of these guys have been doing it for a number of years. I just got a lot of respect for them, because it takes a different type of person, a level of consistency, and I respect that from – I don't care if you whatever scheme you run, whatever you do, but you've been doing it at a high level. I got a lot of respect for you.
What were your thoughts when you saw your boss Mike Vrabel running stride for stride with Antonio Gibson on that kickoff return on the sideline?
It was great, man. Like I said, I just think Vrabel sets the tone, and what he talks about is the way he preaches, man. He's always talking about energy and how we're doing things as coaches is gonna be portrayed on the players, and I think he just sets the standard. He's very consistent in what he does and how he preaches things, and he holds us to a standard of that as well. But he lives and breathes it, and he does it himself first and foremost. So having a coach like that, man, it's hard to find, you know, guys like that around the league. You say that, but I've worked for a couple guys like that. But it's like he's just so consistent, man. And I think it's really cool to see something like that, because the players love it and they feed off it. And it just helps build the culture as we continue to move this thing along the train.
Is he faster than you?
I think so, man. After seeing that, I think he might be a little faster. It's crazy. I'm like, damn, I still got it. But hey, man, he played 14 years in the NFL for a reason, man. He's not no non-athlete like I am.
When we talked to Drake on Monday, he said the most impressive thing wasn't how fast he was moving, but that he didn't get hurt, didn't pull anything. I mean, Sean McVay had some injuries on the sideline last week, so it happens.
Yeah. It happens, man. It was impressive, man, watching him run. And then our tight ends coach, Thomas Brown, was right there, like, behind him running too. So people missed that one. We had two coaches that were sprinting their butts down there, and it looked pretty impressive.
All right, Jeremy, appreciate you joining us this week. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks. Good luck on Sunday.
Sounds good, brother. You guys have a good one. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.
That was Patriots special teams coordinator Jeremy Springer here with us on WWE.
Likeable guy.
Very likeable guy. We had a lot to talk to him about in that interview. Some good, some bad, highs and lows. And he makes it very easy to talk to him about that. Now, listen. If we're talking about Borogalis missing multiple PATs in like week 10, those interviews are going to get a lot less enjoyable for both sides of the
What are you doing microphone. Out there, Jeremy?
But I'm guessing that won't be an issue, because if he's still missing them by like week 7, I don't think he'll be the Patriots kicker anymore. So I'm not sure that'll be a season-long issue. But yeah, when you think of a special teams coach, I feel like Jeremy Springer kind of fits the whole model that you would want, with the energy, the youthful exuberance, the bounce back. It's highs, it's lows. There's only so many plays. You got to land on your feet, all of those things. So that was Jeremy Springer. Next week, I believe, on Friday, Patriots Friday, we'll talk to Josh McDaniels, hopefully coming off a win against the Steelers. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, we'll continue to talk about the Patriots and Steelers. We'll react to that Jeremy Springer interview. We'll get to your phone call, 617-779-7937. Is Drake May ready to spread his wings and fly like the Josh Allen he is supposed to be? All that and more next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball in his little ice cream shirt has what's trending.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
It's a fantastic shirt. I will not hear otherwise. And trending now on WEEI is brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. The Red Sox open up a three-game road series against the Tampa Bay Rays tonight. First pitch set for 7:35. Garrett Crochet will start for Boston opposite Drew Rasmussen. And you can listen to the game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Mass Mutual pregame show with Christian Arcandis tonight at 6:35, and Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks have the call of the game. Kyle Harrison will start for the Red Sox tomorrow, with Connolly early scheduled to start on Sunday. The Patriots return to the practice field this morning. New England hosts the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday at 1 o'clock. Catch Ted Johnson and the crew on WEEI's Football Sunday beginning at 10 a.m. Then catch Fitzy and Hart on the Six Rings postgame show after the conclusion of the game. Mike Vrabel confirmed today that Christian Gonzalez, Keon White, and Jack Westover are all questionable for Sunday's game. The Patriots injury report from yesterday did have some good news, as every eligible player did participate in practice. The limited participants included Kalavon Chaisson, Carlton Davis, Gonzalez, Harold Landry, Marte Mapu, Morgan Moses, Westover, and Jared Wilson. The full participants were White, as well as Christian Barmore. And finally, the New England Revolution visit the Philadelphia Union tomorrow afternoon. Kickoff is at 2:30. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2422. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
He's as easy to talk to as you know, anybody we have. He sees the game very, very well. The conversations you have are accurate. If you ask him a question, you're going to get the right answer. It's not maybe the best answer that we could have done, but he knows exactly what took place on the field, and he's always honest, very informative, wants to do it the right way, takes coaching extremely well. I don't know what else I could, I mean, fantastic to answer your question.
Thank you, guys. Go fast.
Patriots Friday here on WEEI Afternoons. That was Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels, who we'll talk to every other week here on the afternoon program on Fridays. But we just spoke with Jeremy Springer. Fitzy, the 603, says, this guy is a great interview of Jeremy Springer. I agree.
He's a dynamite chat. I love, like, he is part of what is making this team easier to root for, a team that you want to follow, and a team that you care about the fortunes of. Like, he's just like a very, he's an affable guy who loves his job, and that should make you in turn love the team more.
Might also be why he's here, because he made the transition from Gerard Mayo's staff to Mike Vrabel's staff. So maybe he just nailed the hell out of that interview and they were like, this guy's great. He's so much fun. He's got so much energy. He knows what he's talking about. Let's keep him. He's one of the few. So they kept him. Anyway, there's a game on Sunday. Special teams could decide it, but more likely offense or defense will decide it. And Nick Fitzy Stevens, that was the impetus for my poll today at Jumbo Heart at WEEI Afternoons. I said, heading into Sunday's Week 3 meeting with the Steelers at Gillette Stadium, which area of the Patriots do you have the most faith in? And I didn't, right. I mixed up the order a little bit than the traditional. I said defense, offense, special teams.
Okay.
Who do you think's winning?
I'm going to say, believe it or not, offense.
Oh, you should believe it, because not only are they winning, it is a runaway landslide. This is the most surprising poll that I can remember putting out there. 76% have
three quarters of respondents
the most faith in the offense for your New England Patriots.
Damn.
Only 15% voted for defense, 9% voted for special teams. I would say that's an alarming number for the defense to have that little faith 2 weeks into the season and be that close to a special teams unit that missed two PATs to start last week's game, had a bungled kickoff, and gave up a punt return for a touchdown. That's how little people think of this defense right now, that was supposed to be the strength of the team, that is supposed to have all the talent, that's supposed to have all the veterans, supposed to have all the guys that know their roles, know what they're doing, and yet a couple weeks into the season, and let's not pretend it's 2 weeks of great offense. It's 1 week of impressive offense from Drake May, Josh McDaniels, and the attack. Week one was all about, Josh doesn't know what he's doing, too much on his plate, he's not running plays for Drake May.
People asking him if he likes winning.
So one game in Miami of Drake May having a nice game, a really nice game down there, best game of his career, has 76% of fans showing more faith in the offense than the defense. So what's your general reaction to those numbers?
I think it's a little high, but most appropriate. And we've been able to collect a little data as well, because in the interim, before week three begins for the Patriots and the rest of the league, we had a game involving the team that the Patriots played last Sunday at their house, no less, where the Patriots put up 33 points. Buffalo didn't score as many points against them last night, and it was in their house as well. So I'm not saying the Miami defense is great shakes by any stretch. Matthew Judon looked just as defeated and disappointed last night as he did on his very temporary home playing surface last Sunday. I think people saw such a drastic turnaround from the offense that they now have faith, especially because they have a connection to Josh McDaniels. You know, with all love, due respect, and well wishes to Terrell Williams, hope we see him out there again soon and in the best shape possible. We don't have the same connection to that coordinator and that unit. Most of that defense has been bought and paid for in the offseason as well. Like, Drake is New England's guy right now, and they want the offense to work.
Yeah, they want it to work, and I'm going to make a very irresponsible comparison right now, but why not? It's a Friday. It's a Patriots Friday. It's what
why
we do.
Why would that stop you?
So I'm guessing somewhere along the line, there were a lot of followers to Jesus that believed in him, but they didn't hurt when they saw him, I don't know, heal somebody, cure the blind, cure the deaf, do some of those things. Then they're like, see, that's why I believed in him all along. Did you see what he just did? That's what Drake May is right now. We all want to believe in him. Most Patriots fans, most listeners, Dan Ball's putting his headset on and putting his mic close. Go ahead, Dan Ball, before I finish, go ahead. How irresponsible was that?
As producer, do you want me to aggregate Andy Hart,
nope,
Drake May equals Jesus Christ?
Nope. I told you it was an irresponsible comparison.
Thank you, Dan.
let's be honest, he might be closer to him than Josh Allen, the way Josh Allen's playing lately. That guy's walking on water in freaking Buffalo. But no, everybody wants to believe in, and they've expressed their belief in Drake May, right? But they now they have something to point to the non-believers, to the stizzes of the world that want to question everything. You point to this game and say, see, that's what Drake May can be. And if that is a leaping off point for Drake May, if that was a, remember we asked last week, was that a get right game for one of the two teams? Was that going to be a get right game? Did Drake May get right? What if he got right? What if Drake May said, oh, that's how you do it in the NFL? Mm. That's how this works nicely. Why don't I just keep doing that?
I always thought it was a get better game for him, and he did get better. He improved drastically. That's what went on with Drake last Sunday. Like, now we'll know, Andy, if it's a get right game, if he does it 2 or 3 weeks in a row. He can't just do it once and then not do it Sunday.
Right.
Especially against a defense that's giving up a blank ton of points. They've given up over 30 points 2 weeks in a row, and they're averaging 400 yards of defense allowed. So let's see him do it again on a big stage in front of his home fans against his idol slash GOAT. And then we can say, oh, it was more than a get better game. It was a get right game after all.
And that is the key in the NFL. All of these guys, I heard Jones and Keefe touch on this a little bit. All these guys that start games have talent. They've been really good in high school and college. They earn their way. Other than Matt Castle, he was just a backup in college, and then he ended up being a starter in the NFL. But most examples were really good in college. That's how they earn the role in the NFL. Well,
Nathan Peterman wasn't that great.
Then you have to do it. He didn't start in college.
I don't care where he started. He threw 5 interceptions and a half.
No, that's my point. You get the opportunity through your past talents, and then you got to prove what you can do with it, not just on a one-off basis. Mac Jones, let's see if you can do it every week like Brock Purdy has done in recent years for the 49ers. These guys all have talent, and we know that there's immense talent with Drake May, but I think there is a chance. He used a word describing Aaron Rodgers multiple times this week, his idol, and what he liked about Aaron Rodgers. He said swagger like 3 or 4 times. He's got swagger. He's got swagger. He did this. He's got swagger. I think Drake May, when he's at his best, has swagger. And when he's going to be at his best, he has to have that swagger. He can't doubt himself. And all we talked about in week one was he's thinking about what not to do. Now I think after Miami, he's thinking about what he can do. I think Drake May picked up a little swagger in South Beach. And if he brings that swagger back to Foxborough with him, I think you're going to be saying that game against the Dolphins was a career crossroads game in the right direction, Cole Strange, and that was a jumping off point for success.
That's what most, if not all, of Pat's Nation wants to hear. Because if he goes out Sunday, is jittery, overthrows receivers, and has a hard time connecting and scoring against a defense nobody else has had a hard time scoring against so far this season, then we're going to be left scratching our heads Monday like, wait, hold on. Is this guy going to be like he's great one week, he sucks the next? Is this bipolar Drake? I want consistently great Drake. I'm a big believer in that we're going to get more of the latter. I think I'm not saying like, well, watch out 300 plus yards, 3-4 touchdowns Sunday. But I do see a consistent effort from Drake once again. Like I wouldn't be surprised if he puts up similar numbers to last week. But they need to get let's just all be honest and let's just football guy it for a second.
They need to get the ground game going this Sunday to help Drake May do his thing.
I don't know. The Red Sox like to pitch backwards. Why can't they pitch backwards here? Let's start with the passing game. Let's roll out from minute one. Boot, roll out, throw the ball back, boom, 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 let's get Drake rolling. Then maybe that'll open up things for Ramondre, because everybody in the world thinks you're right, that they're going to run the ball in part because the Steelers' run defense stinks, and that's the safe way to do it. But I think where Drake's at is there's an opportunity that he's got a little swagger.
Got some swagger to him. And
he's got some. He's going to take his Aaron Rodgers swagger, mm-hmm. and we're staying out of politics and all other things. We're just taking Aaron Rodgers swagger and his hand grip, nothing else. And he's going to bring that to the field. I'm excited.
Well, you already
about
went
Drake.
Jesus, though. I mean, why stay out of politics? You already brought the big J into the game.
617-779-7937. And I will send you to break on this. I did get a personal text that said, and I don't usually read personal texts on the air, there's no way you just compared Drake May to Jesus Christ on live radio. I did. And I stand by it. 617-779-7937. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, it's not just Drake May, though. A lot of questions, a lot of needs, a lot of holes that need to be filled. Other than Drake May, What most needs to improve on Sunday if you're going to beat a beatable Steelers team? That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
That was a Stiz selection, just fun Friday afternoon rejoin. And he nailed it, Fitzy. I think that makes you feel good. That's a nice little peppy upbeat roll into the weekend. Hopefully Crochet and company and May and company and all the athletes that we are talking about can hold up their end of the bargain. And hopefully the highlight wasn't a peppy song on a Friday afternoon. But WEEI Afternoons here. And as I teased heading into the break, Drake May seems like everybody has a boatload of faith in. Because I'm guessing that's the roots of 76% of respondents in today's poll here on WEEI Afternoons saying they have the most faith in the offense on this team. Fitzy, if you could fix one other thing, you know, the old genie in a bottle, I give you one wish, only one, not three, right. Just one today.
Mm-hmm.
This is a poor genie. He doesn't have a lot to work with.
Yeah, well, it's a discount genie. That's fine.
Give you one wish. What would you fix about this Patriots team elsewhere, not Drake May? What's the biggest thing that you think, if you cleaned it up, would give you the greatest chance to not only beat the Steelers, but continue to evolve as a football team?
Oh, a brand new, fully functional, untweaked hamstring for Gonzo.
Yeah, do you think we're going to see Gonzo?
Yes.
You do?
I do. As a matter of fact,
I wish I was optimistic.
Earlier this morning on a live Six Rings and Football Things podcast, where we had the pleasure of speaking to 93.7, the fan in Pittsburgh's Andrew Filippone. Spoiler, he hates his football team way worse than anyone could be mad about ours. Mego, who's been down the stadium all week covering the team, talking to the peeps, said she believes he's going to be out there. Now, it won't probably be, in her estimation, a full go, every snap, play the entire game. Probably, you know, 15, 20 plays, big plays, third downs, obvious passing situations where you need him. But I was encouraged by that. I think getting him back out there in a measured capacity, I think would be a great step in the right direction. It would probably make a lot of Pats fans happy. And Gonzo at 80%, so long as you don't re-injure him, Andy, against a team that does have a ginormous deep threat like DK Metcalf, good tight end like Freiermuth, that's a net positive.
Yeah, I think Gonzalez is probably the right answer because he is such a good player. He is an all-pro. He's a centerpiece. We all know the reason those guys make 4 years, $130 million, is because you build defenses around them, right? Like, they are tent-pole defensive players, and that's what he is. A close second for me would be clean up whatever the hell these tackling issues are. I'm an old school hardo, and like, I feel like tackling is kind of at the root of football. It's what differentiates it from, say, I don't know, basketball, where you can play defense, but you're not allowed to tackle the person with the ball to stop him. And Robert Spillane, Christian Ellis, some of these numbers about Spillane, he's the only qualified player in the NFL with a tackle rate over 50% right now. He doesn't even have a 50-50 shot to tackle a guy. It's over 50% that he misses the tackle. He and Christian Ellis, we talked about the numbers the other day, two of the highest missed tackle guys in the National Football League. And yeah. I'm not even sure that takes a magic wand. I'm just asking for a couple guys that have played football for a while and I thought were capable of wrapping their arms around a guy and bringing him to the ground when necessary. Do their job. But I think that would clean things up a lot for this football team. I really, really, like, it's so simple. Like, just tackle better. Yeah, that's what I'm asking you to do. Just tackle better, Spillane.
You know, I actually was going to, I was thinking for a second, like, you know, let me go with, like, just give Drake an elite, you know, we opened talking about Steph Diggs. Does he need to get him the ball more? What's up with their relationship? I was thinking for a second, like, give him an elite wide receiver one, like healthy, elite, top of their game, like give him Ja'Marr Chase. But then I thought, you know what? I watched the Buffalo Bills last night put on a show. Again, granted, it was only 31 points, and yes, it was against the Dolphins. But he's got a complement of receivers. He's got a bunch of, you know, very good twos and threes out there. He's got a 1A type of running back. And that kind of complementary offense, when you have a quarterback playing at the top of his game, is good enough to regularly put up enough points to beat most every team in the NFL. So I'd prefer locking up the back end of the D before I go wishing and genie rubbing for a wide receiver one.
And do you want Gonzalez to play? Do you think he's healthy? Do you think a package of plays, as apparently Mego described to you, makes sense? Or, I mean, if we reach the point where you've already been overcautious, we had Giardi tell us, was that last week, about the setback? Speaking of which, we'll talk to Mike Giardi in about a half hour, 3:30 here on WEEI Afternoons. If you like that, then you'll love 4:30. That's Rob Bradford. And if you like winning money, well, 5:30, then you should probably just go against us in our pick six segment. Because
fade the afternoon.
Fade us idiots, because I continue to lose money by sticking with us. But Mike Giardi told us there was a setback. Would you prefer they were like, what's the air on the side of caution, as they say in the real world?
You know what? If they think there's any reason, God, they have so many different ways to figure out what kind of condition a muscle is in these days. I think if they put him out there, they think that he's going to be able to withstand, you know, the rigors of playing a quarter to a half of a full game.
Okay. Yeah, I still think we're a week away. I think this week was what I wanted last Friday for him to be out there practicing and take that Belichickian path that he used to do, where he'd put a guy out there on Friday and that sort of signaled the next week was a real week. And the next week he would be building towards game action. Maybe they're skipping that and this was just flat out Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We're going to build towards game action. He's ready to go. I do think it's a tough task, but a fun task. If you say, oh, you're back? Well, we'll see if you're back. See that guy over there? He's big. He's fast. He's muscular. He can embarrass people. Can you go cover him and take him away? Because, you know, we'd really like to win this football game. DK Metcalf is a beast for him to have to deal with if he is back.
Dude, he's enormous. He's like the size of Keon White, but he runs a 4.3. Like, he's a giant person. He's a very large person with long reach, and he has given the Patriots fits before. Would you feel comfortable putting Carlton Davis on him the whole game, or would you double him up?
Oh, I would double him. They don't have enough weapons so that I'm letting DK beat me. This is a Belichickian defense plan for me. You're not beating me with your best weapon. Somebody else beat me. If you beat me with somebody else, okay, tip my cap to you. Great job. You use Freiermuth, whatever. He has got a bunch of yards in the middle of the field. But, yeah, I'm taking DK away from you. I'm not allowing Aaron Rodgers to just throw to his biggest weapon down the field. But, you know, if Gonzo is back, I'm sure they will at least cross paths at times on Sunday, even if it's not a 1v1 type matchup. I'm still dubious. I hope I'm wrong. I hope we see him, because I think not only is that a good step for Sunday, but that's a good sign for him building a longer, you know, moving forward as the centerpiece of the defense he's supposed to be. 617-779-7937. Patriots Steelers Sunday at Gillette Stadium. It's Patriots Friday here on WEEI Afternoons. About a half hour from now, we'll talk to our buddy Mike Giardi. But up next, Ted's here. Time for three-point stances. And I'm going to tell you who the most universally adored athlete in the world is right now. And I defy you to prove me wrong. That's my three-point stance up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.